Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called Tomorrow, Most Likely. The words are by Dave Eggers and the pictures are by Lane Smith. And the story is read today by Mommy and
Rexa.
Rex. Oh, are you a clone trooper from Star Wars?
Sure, yes, sure.
Nice. Well, I'm very pleased that you are here, Rex. I hope that you follow orders properly, will you?
Of course, sir.
Let's do this. Are you ready for your story?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Tomorrow, most likely, there will be a sky. And chances are, it will be blue. Tomorrow, most likely, there will be a squirrel. And chances are, his name is Stew. Maybe it's short for Stewart. What do you think?
Sure, yes, sure.
And in the picture, we can see Stew. He's eating a peanut. Tomorrow, most likely, there will be a meal. And chances are it will be brown. Because brown food is good, right? Yeah. Bread? Oh, yes. Tomorrow, cereal? Yeah, it's usually brown too. Tomorrow, most likely, there will be a door that leads to the world. Where people are found. Tomorrow, most likely, there will come a song through a half-open window of a slow-moving car. Have you ever heard that before? When you're walking along and you're next to a street and a car drives by and they've got their windows down and you can hear the music that they're listening to? Sometimes it's loud music. Yeah. Tomorrow, most likely, there will be a plane flying high and white and fast and far. Have you ever seen an airplane in the sky before?
Sure, yes, sure.
Thought so. Tomorrow, most likely, wait, all of those things are probably things we can experience, but there's something in the picture here that I don't think we experience. What is that? Can you describe it?
Sure, no, sure.
It looks like a long snake.
Sure, yes, yeah, sure.
But like a weirdly colored one, don't you think?
Yes, sir.
Tomorrow, most likely, something won't rhyme. And the something is the rest of that snake thing. And it has... is quite impossible to describe. It has a hat made out of a newspaper, a beak like maybe a macaw or a toucan, I guess, or something, and then some sort of furry, feathery bits of head, and then pink arms that are kind of like a human's, and then some scales, and I've never seen a creature like that before, have you? What in tarnation? It is 100% a made-up thing that does not exist in real life. It looks like it is smiling very politely, and I feel like if it could talk, it would say something to the effect of, "Good day. Would you like to sit down and have a cup of tea with me?" Oh. Tomorrow, most likely, you'll touch a bright bug, green and red, and looking at you. Tomorrow, most likely, the bug will seem worried. He's missing a friend. His friend's name is Stew. Wait, isn't that the name of the squirrel from the beginning? Tomorrow, most likely, you'll smell a good smell of an unseen flower you can't quite name. And in the picture, we can see the flower in the window. looks like a firework, doesn't it? Tomorrow, most likely, you'll pick up a stone striped like a spider web. Or maybe a brain. It does kind of look like a brain, doesn't it? Only brains aren't that color, are they? No.
They're pink.
Yeah, and this sort of stone is like a dark teal, right?
Brains are usually pink, sir.
Yes, they usually are. Well, or gray matter, actually. Moving on. Tomorrow, you'll likely see something strange. You'll hear something odd. You'll touch something gooey. You'll meet Cousin Todd. And it looks like Cousin Todd is walking a snail, which is leaving a trail and playing a kazoo. Yeah. Well, that's something to do, I guess. Oh, my. You might ride a whale. You could eat a cloud. You might write a song and sing it too loud. Have you ever written a song before? That's a wonderful thing to do. There are mountains of time and oceans of faces and canyons of color and skies full of places. Tomorrow, most likely, will be a great day because you are in it. Oh, and Stu is okay. That's a great relief, isn't it? And he's with his friend, too. In the picture, we can see that his friend has finally made it to him, and they are not worried about each other anymore. In the picture, we can see the little bug who was so worried about his friend, Stu. He's a friendly little bug, and I'm happy that he found his friend. And I also think there's a really ridiculous picture of this snake-like creature. And I think it's really funny how Tamara was full of possibilities. But I don't think there will be any scary creatures in it. And I don't think anything sad will happen. But if I am wrong, and something sad or scary does happen, then at least I know this one thing for sure. It won't happen forever. And there will always be another tomorrow. Full of wonder and beauty. Don't you think? Good. And that, our dear friends, is
the end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.